If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for today's prank phone call, and Junior is here for the nephew. What you got for us, Junior?
All right, Shirley, this is different today. There was a group called NWA. You remember?
Yeah.
Straight out of Compton.
Eazy-E.
Eazy-E. Dre, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this ain't them. This ain't what Tommy doing.
Oh, this ain't straight out of Compton?
This ain't NWA? No, got nothing to do with the movie, nothing. This fool just said NWA stands for N-Word Abolishers. That's... He just finds some people saying the N-word. He wants them to stop right now. N-word abolishes. Come on, Cat.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach a Mr. Spears. My name is Andrews. Is he
available? Yeah, this is me.
Okay. How you doing, sir? Everything going good tonight?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. I'm late for work. What
the
you want?
Wow. Sir, listen. My name is, once again, Andrews, and I'm with NWA, which is N-word abolishers. And as you know, the N-word just got buried, and we're trying to keep that successful and trying to do as much as we can for people to not use the word. It's been brought to our attention that you have been consistently using the word even after we've buried it. And what we're wanting to do is, first of all, ask you to stop. And we don't want to take any other actions, which could mean not only burying the word, but also burying the people who use it, such as yourself.
Hey, you better don't call my phone, man. I told you I'm late for work, man. You call me with this about a please. I say what I want to say. I ain't got time to be listening to NWA. Y'all need to go listen to a rap record or something. I'm calling my phone.
Sir, I
got to do. I'm busy, man.
Sir, I understand that, sir. We're just asking you, sir, could you possibly not use the N-word?
You're asking the wrong. Go ask somebody else. Call somebody else and bother them with this. I say. Call me with this. What's wrong with you, crazy? NWA. I ain't never heard of y'all.
Sir, do you?
What?
I know it's a.
Get it out.
I know it's a process, sir. But we're asking you that if you could just possibly, just quit using the word.
Man, you. I'll use whatever the hell I want. I don't know you. You don't know me. What the hell? How you know I use the word anyway? Huh?
Sir, could you please not call me that? Okay.
You, how about that?
I said don't call me that. Now don't get me bent out of shape about it, all right?
You sound like a stupid. I got your upset, huh? I told you I got to do, man. I ain't got time to play on the phone with you.
I'm trying to make sure that here in this country from now on, the word is not used anymore. And for you to do this, for you to continue to go against the grain, we got to put a stop to it. I don't have a problem.
The grain type of That's who I am. I'm a go against the grain type of
I don't have a problem burying you along with the word.
Better than me. Oh, look, Dad, you talking crazy now, boy. Bury me. I'm going to bury you. Bury a hatchet in your back. How about that? You don't like that, do you? NWA. With attitudes. That's what you should call yourself.
It's not. It's NWA. It's N-word abolishers.
With attitudes, stupid. I don't know who made up with apologies. What's the spell apologist? Apologist. Because you stupid. Don't call my phone.
It's N. Look, you're going to talk to me with some respect. Talk to me with some respect, sir.
You don't get no respect for me, because you call my phone, stupid boy. You call me, I don't even know how you got my number. I was spending this much time talking to you, stupid. You sound like a dumb calling somebody's phone. Go call 911 and get you some help, dumb.
Don't get your swooped here.
Oh, well, I'm right here. I ain't moving. I live right here at 1301 Lane. Come see me. Look it up if you can't find it. Get your GPS right here.
Can I tell you another thing?
You can tell me whatever the you want to tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Marcus Spears. Man, you are crazy, dog. You crazy for
real. Y'all are crazy. Oh, excuse me. Y'all are crazy, man. I ain't gonna...
Hey, man.
I didn't even think this was true.
Hey, look at here. Your brother Marcus told us, he said, I bet him $500 he was going to use the N-word before the month was up. Dog, I believe.
It's hard, man. Y'all can't just, you know, throw this on a like this here, man. Excuse me. But you can't just throw this up on me, man. It take time. It's like stop smoking cigarettes. It take me 6-7 months just to get it out of my system. You know what I'm talking about? Those
bro. No, your brother said, he said, I promise you, my brother Calvin is the craziest person I know. He said he gonna go off as soon as you call it.
Well, I might be the craziest that he know, but y'all are some of the craziest I heard on the radio. I tell you that. That's a show, boy. Woo-wee, I ain't gonna forget this one.
Hey, Calvin, do me a favor, man.
What's up?
Work.
My bad, dog.
Calvin, hold up. Work on the word, all right? Work on that.
I'm going to try, bro. I'm going to try. I promise you.
Do a fast. Try to fast for about 2 weeks without using it, all right?
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, what the heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
A fan, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, let me ask you, what is, this boy, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
You got to be kidding. Don't ask me no
stupid
like that. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. I listen to you crazy.
Stop.
I listen to you crazy folks every morning. How about that?
All right. Say, for now on, you say folks and people and y'all. Try
there
it.
There you go.
It is N-word abolishes that Tommy just.
Yeah. Every. He wasn't playing, though. He was serious about this.
Serious.
I like
about it. Do you want them to abolish the N-word, huh? You think they should abolish the N-word?
They can if they want to. I'm not going to be a participant.
Well, they pretty much have.
You said what they?
They can do what they want. I'm not going to be a participant.
Who is they?
Uh-huh.
Us as black people.
You know, Reverend Al Sharpton, he has started it for a while. He called me one time.
And asked
me. I remember at Butch Lewis's funeral, he was telling the story about when they was getting the N-word abolished. He went in there and talked to Butch Lewis and told him how the word had to stop and we was going to stop using it. Butch Lewis looked at him and said, N-word, please.
Wow.
Didn't they have a funeral for the N-word? Remember they put the N-word in the ground, covered it up? It was like a ceremony?
I don't remember that, but I
wow, man.
Well, I'm dealing with the N-word ghost then, because he visits me all the time.
The ghost of the N-word.
Yeah, he visits me all the time.
Not boo.
I know.
I just asked him, I thought it was crazy, because it gives you a feel.
Don't you?
Your chest rising when you say it to me. I know when you say it to me sometimes. I see.
I know how people feel about the use of the word.
Yeah.
But for me and where I grew up at, you know, it was different. And I understand. And I'm agreeing with anybody who wants to abolish the word.
Yeah.
I'm in full agreement with it. I think you should. Just I'm not going to be able to participate with you.
So you're not coming out and speak? Nothing like that, huh? You ain't doing the motivation. Well,
15 of them going to be coming to my ranch this year. And as soon as they get off the bus, I got to let them know. I'm glad to see all y'all. And that's go in front of all these senses. How you been? It go front and after. My. There you go. Got to complete the sentence. They can't get off the bus and I just go, my. And what? It's just empty.
All right. Coming up
and
next.
He's been in the whole 64 years.
Okay. It is my
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.